Every bride and groom have a story. They met somewhere. They noticed something in each other. They laughed, talked, struggled, prayed, learned, forgave, waited, grew, and eventually discerned marriage. Their story may be joyful, complicated, ordinary, dramatic, tender, funny, or deeply redemptive. A wedding minister should care about that story, but the couple's story must never replace God's story. Psalm 78:4 Webb says, "We will not hide them from their children, telling to the generation to come the praises of Yahweh, his strength, and his wondrous deeds that he has done." Christian people are always learning to place our smaller stories inside God's greater story. That includes the wedding ceremony. The bride and groom are not merely two individuals creating their own private meaning. They are embodied souls before God. The bride comes as an organic female image bearer. The groom comes as an organic male image bearer. Together, they are preparing to become wife and husband in Christian covenant marriage. Their story matters because God works in real lives. But their story must be told faithfully. A wedding minister should listen carefully. Ask, "How did you meet? What drew you together? What have you learned through difficulty? Where have you seen God's grace? What do you admire in each other? What are you asking God to build in your marriage?" Then discern what belongs in the ceremony. Not every detail should be shared publicly. Some things belong in private premarital conversation. Some family wounds should not be exposed from the platform. Some jokes may be funny in a meeting, but awkward in a worshipful ceremony. Some romantic details may distract from reverence. The wedding minister's task is to tell enough of the story to honor the couple, but not so much that the ceremony becomes a performance about them alone. A good wedding story segment might say, "Sarah and James did not arrive at this day by accident. Their friendship grew through conversation, service, prayer, and the wise encouragement of family and church. They have learned that love is more than emotion. Love is patience, forgiveness, courage, and faithfulness. Today they come not merely to celebrate what they feel, but to promise how they will live before God." That kind of language honors the couple and points beyond the couple. Colossians 3:17 Webb says, "Whatever you do, in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." That applies to the story portion of the ceremony too. The story should be told in the name of Christ, with gratitude, truth, and dignity. Avoid making the ceremony sound like a dating documentary. Avoid teasing the bride or groom in ways that embarrass them. Avoid turning sacred vows into entertainment. Avoid exaggerating their perfection. Avoid saying they complete each other, as if Christ is absent from their wholeness. Instead, say what is true. They are loved by God. They are entering covenant. They are receiving one another as gifts. They are becoming husband and wife. They need grace. They need scripture. They need community. They need Christ. A wedding officiant leads the ceremony. A wedding minister serves the covenant. So tell the bride and groom's story with warmth. But let God's story carry the ceremony.